Well, hello there. How are you? I hope you are having yourself a very, very wonderful evening, as I am. My name is Katam Chebet, and welcome to Tam Unclassified. My podcast is called Tam Unclassified because guess what? This girl has a huge persona and likes to talk about everything and anything. So I thought Unclassified would be a very, very beautiful name for me to use, okay? So I had missed this space for sure, and I often deviate and life happens. I mean, if you're a young adult living in this day and age, I mean, I know you understand what I'm saying. Like, a month is almost as short as 2 days. Like, life is really, you know, flying by. Is that a word? Anyway, karibu sana now to the podcast. And today I want to catch up with you guys. It had been a while since, you know, I grabbed my microphone and put on the headphones and decided to talk to you guys. And yeah, I thought, why not? So of course there's an inspiration. This has to come from somewhere. I was listening to an episode on Legally Clueless. Hey Adele, one of the podcasters in Kenya, and I mean, she talked about how when she started, she did not know what she was doing. And pretty much that is really, I think, what happens to most people when you're trying to start out or venture out to something new, which is something that really happens. It is common. And I think what I think as young people, we need to affirm ourselves and tell ourselves more often than not is that just starting and keeping at it and just being consistent with whatever you like or what you love is really what will pay off at the end of the day. Like, once you've started the grind and started something, the process, be it business, be it in your career, be it in your talent or your abilities, whatever, I mean, you have to start from somewhere. That's it. So I listened to her and I felt so inspired, and I was like, you know what, Katam, it had been a while, you had a podcast, so here I am, and I'm back. And one, guys, I am sitting in my other bedroom. This bedroom is not where I sleep, but it is not also a studio as many people would like to believe. Guys, the last time I talked to you people on my podcast, I was living at home, and so yay, a girl finally moved out. And ooh, I wish I could put those effects kwa YouTube, you guys. Well, I'm proud of myself. At least I achieved something last year, and I'm so proud of myself. Hella proud. These are one of those things that I really, really wanted to do for the longest time. I knew for a fact that as soon as I turned 25, I needed to make a move. You know, my parents, Kwanza, have this rule. It's like a silent rule, and I'm the firstborn, so hey, I had to be the first one to be affected. My mom one day told us, we were just sitting there in the dining table, and she was like, you know what, you guys, when you get to 25, I need you guys to get your shit together. By the time you're 26, I will expect you move out. And guess who turned 26 last year? I did. And let me say this, I think from the time I went to campus, maybe when I was 18, up until 21, most of my birthdays had a lot of clarity. I don't know if that makes sense. So it's 3 weeks to my birthday, or short, or more. I can't tell. But I know it's about 3 weeks to my birthday. And between 18 and 21 or 22, most of my birthdays, I had a lot of clarity. Hella, yani, I knew what I wanted. I knew the kind of man I was going to date. I knew that my first car would look like Ajay. I knew how my house would look like. I mean, I even had my children's name in my head. Hello, and I still don't have any. Oh, wow. But there was a lot of clarity. It was a period where I really knew what I wanted, but fast forward to growing up and adulting and, you know, life not happening the way we plan, because who says life likes happening the way we plan? I don't know. Mine has not. So if yours has, please comment down there. But if it has not, welcome aboard. We're about to figure out this life together. Anyway, so fast forward to my 23rd birthday, my 22nd, my 23rd, my 24th. Even my 25th and 26th, there was complete disorganization. I can tell you for a fact, every year I was going to turn a certain age, I got confused. I had this feeling. I was wondering, hey, Katam, by the way, you've not achieved one. You've not done this. Your life is not where you wanna be. Oh gosh, I'm looking at my glass of wine. So guys, I'm having a glass of wine even as I talk to you. I've just let me deviate kidogo. I've been trying to reduce my alcohol content in terms of beers and the whiskeys, so I'm venturing into wine, and I hope I like the space. So, ladies and gents who are good at this winery world, you could give me a few suggestions on what to be drinking, as you know, we talk here on TAM and Classified. But getting back to what I was saying, I mean, most of my birthdays used to come with a lot of confusion, and I didn't know what was happening to me. But 3 weeks to my 27, yay. I've become an adult. I no longer can say when I grow up I want to be. I feel quite contented with where I am at. So, this leads to why I wanted to talk to you people today. I want us to talk about the 20 things that, sorry, I wanted to talk about my 2020 and how I want it to look like, and the kind of challenges that maybe girls or ladies my age are facing, and maybe share with me if you think this is true and if you think this is not true, and your insights on the same will be very, very much appreciated. So let's get into this. One, I want to start with work. So a good number of people I know might have started working quite early. If you happen to be among the lucky fellas who got their jobs as soon as you finished school, I'm telling you, you're a blessed generation, a chosen priesthood. You know that Bible verse? Yes, you are. Because quite a number of people did not enter that space quickly. And unfortunately, with the current Kenyan system as it is, Manzi, I still see graduates. You finish school, you're still confused, you don't get a job. And there's a way that I don't know why we leave school thinking a particular way. And that does not help us really, okay? So I feel I'm also a late bloomer in terms of work, because this is probably my second year. Second is it? Yes, second, 2018, 2019, 2020. Yeah, second year into the employment space, and there's so much I have learned. So much I have learned. But if you're still trying to, I'm trying to gather my words, Manzi. Gosh, is it the wine? If you're still trying to figure how to maneuver there, I want to tell any young person out there, or even my age mates, or someone who's above me. I keep encouraging people and say and tell them telling them this, sorry. Do not be afraid to start anywhere. Do not be afraid. Like, guys, I think that is the greatest advice I have had of all time. Do not be afraid to start from zero, whether in career, whether in business. Wake up, okay? Try, start, do, be consistent, put in your hard work, put in your effort. Things will turn out great, okay? We live in a digital space where, guys, we are getting influenced by people who are 35, and you cannot give yourself the pressure. While, I mean, these people at your age, they were grinding, they were doing the most, they were starting their life, they were starting their career, they were starting their business. I mean, hello, we cannot get pressure from people who are way ahead. The only thing probably we can get from them is just to borrow where they came from and the lessons they have learned from the spaces they have been. So I think in terms of life and career and business, that really is my take on that in that area. And the next thing is love. Gosh, guys, adulting has taught me love or life is not fair. Okay? Let me build up on this one. Flips here. Life is not fair. And the sooner you realize that, or the quicker you accept that fact, the better for you. Okay? So, we all know of a friend who got married early, Had a nice boyfriend, got a car or a shoe. Sorry, ay, Jesus, why am I thinking shoes? Because I'm looking at them. Got a car, was given a job, and what have you? Okay, we also know of friends who struggled and just struggled their way to getting the right partner, finally got a partner. Struggled with that partner. Maybe you are trying to help this person, but turned out not to really want your help. And I mean, you've wasted your 3, 4 years. We also know of people who've dated for years and ages. I'm not talking about anyone in particular. And they have not settled up until today. Now people are asking questions, and still their life does not seem to be figured out. We also know of friends and people who, I mean, they're still trying to find their love. Men and women out here trying to find their person, which is an extreme sport, let me tell you. Ha! That is a proper extreme sport. Like, wallahi, that needs to India for Olympic Games, my friend. You need to, gosh, God, it's an extreme sport trying to find your person in this day and age. And I mean, doing all this is just hectic. But the sooner you just accept that someone's way is not your way, and your way might be different, and you might just embrace it and just keep growing. And I mean, the future is ours and the world is our oyster, the better for you. Okay? So no one is living a perfect life, and you may think they are, but they are not. And your life is as perfect as it can get. And you can make your life perfect, I think, if you decide to make the better sober decisions about yourself. So please pick that up from me. Please. Life is unfair. The sooner you pick it up or you learn that, the better. Can we talk finances? Ha! So what I do, I'm a marketer for an organization, of course, and we give loans. And this is, let me tell you guys, money is a space, and finances is a space that, my God, I want to speak very, very candidly about you guys. As a young person, Manze, do not stop taking those debts. I don't know. Let me pause, sip some wine. I'm not sipping. I need you to sip some wine or water or coffee or green tea if you're, trying to be healthy. Let me tell you, avoid them debts if they're not constructive. Debts are really, really dangerous if you're not using them for the right thing. And if you look at the world that we're living right now, Manzi, before primetime news, it will shock you that a certain money lending app will be running as the clock is ticking for the primetime news to start. That should tell you how crazy this thing is, that they know they can put such an advert close to the primetime news because everyone is watching. It's funny to think about it like that, but next time we'll talk about savings and finances and all that. But for today, I want to inform you, don't be like me. I've had a ton of debts in my life. Gosh, I think I would have bought my first car at this point right now if I did not have like a ton of debts like I did at a certain point, or I do even up until today. I'm trying to clear some of them. Avoid the debts if they're not constructive, if you're not going to do business, if you're not going to develop yourself, if you're not going to develop maybe your home or people back at home, if it's not a constructive debt, achana tunayo. I don't know if that makes sense. So now, can we swindle right into friendship? Adulting has taught me many things. Where? Ha! So there was a time, I remember, by the way, guys, when we were in university, in campus, and maybe in high school. We used to have friends, and you think like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to get out of here and go to campus and ask guys, you're going to have fun, we're going to, live together, be friends, make merry, live life, figure out life all together and stuff like that. Then boom, boom, like that, you've grown old. You've become an adult. And once that happens, let me tell you, you're going to lose a few friends. Get ready for that. You're going to make a few set of friends. Be prepared for that as well. Okay? You're going to be the bad person in some friendships. Please accept that also. And you're also going to meet very bad people in your friendships. That is a thing for sure. So, pick it up from me. Be you, okay? Be intentional, okay? Being deliberate is important as well. Be as open as you can. Be very candid with your true friends and pray about it. Pray about your relationships, your friendships, your relationships, everything. Because it's a jungle out here when it comes to friendships. And I know a friend who recently went to, Simamia Harusi. Yani jina ya English ya hiyo imenipotea. By the way, come through. I can't, it's not even coming, but I know a friend who went to Simamia Harusi, other friend, and he's a dude, and he was called last minute. Why? Because the friends to this other dude potted completely. And sometimes, you may think it's a girl issue. Yeah? Many people brand it as a girl issue. Madem ndio uko na mashida. Madem ndio fight. But guess what? It's not only girls that fight. Friendships are tough, even for men. So be open, be candid, be deliberate, be intentional, and pray about it. And this, of course, will lead me to my last point about spirituality. So if you're a Christian or a Muslim, or I don't know, whatever religion that you are. Personally, myself, I'm very much anchored towards my Christianity, and my spirituality really is something that I don't joke about at all. At all. So I've really realized anchoring myself to God has really played a very important role in my life, just in terms of shaping me and me becoming better and me knowing there's someone I can always count on. It feels great. Let me tell you, it feels amazing to pray and just feel a sense of peace. Oh, Jesus, you guys, I don't know. I don't know my people who go to the church and pray. I don't know if you feel what I'm saying, or the people who, connect to God. Me, by the way. When I pray, what wangu, let me tell you, I usually feel some sense of peace. But I don't know if I'm weird, but I usually tell God, by the God, I can feel you. Wallahi, like, God, this is it. I feel you. I literally am feeling you. I know God thinks I'm such a crazy person, but anyway, He created me this way. So, about God, I can't say too much, but I know anchoring yourself to God or any form of supernatural being that you believe in helps. And for me, my God is my anchor. Yeah? So, those were long 18 minutes of me talking and rambling and telling you and giving you some advice and stuff like that. But I had missed space, and I'm glad that I decided to pick up my phone and my podcast and record this. And you know what we are going to do about this? We are going to share. Okay? So I love me some podcast, and I want you guys to tell me what kind of podcast I should listen to so that I can, feed myself, with some insights, some good insights. Also, you can share my podcast with your friends, with your younger siblings, and your other friends whom you think might need the kind of advice or the kind of content that I talked about today. And I think that would be a good thing for you to do for me. Yeah. So I plan on not making any long podcast. I think 20 minutes is enough. And as I can see, from my recorder, I think I am running short of time. So I love you guys so much. Please share my podcast with your friends and your family if you can. Also, do suggest any topic that you want me to talk about. And if you want to be a guest on my podcast, also you can tell me so that we see if we can do a collabo together. Okay? So if you want to share about anything about life and all unclassified things, please do tell me. And I'll be more than glad to bring you on board, okay? So love you guys, love and light. Make sure that you live a very purposeful life. And don't forget, I hope you find your little oasis out here at Tavman Classified. Love you so much. And I mean it, you guys know that for sure. Mwah! Love you.